荣耀的主，应当被我们称颂敬畏的主，我们来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, you are worthy of all our praises and honor. We come to you and pray.
我们在你面前承认我们何等的渺小，何等的需要你。
In front of you, we confess that we are so small, so in great need of you.
所以我们今天要再一次来到你的面前，求你的恩典覆庇我们。
So we come to you and ask your grace to cover us.
就是你自己的灵与我们同在，你自己的话来建立我们。
And that is your soul, your spirit be with us and your words to establish us.
求你在这当中作王掌权，让我们的心全然归向你。
May you be our king, setting the throne in our hearts so that you have full control of us.
因着我们的敬拜，因着我们对你的心灵跟诚实，主啊，我们将来要得你的嘉奖。
Through our worship, through our sincerity and truth toward you, we will be rewarded.
再一次求你在我们当中掌管我们每一个人的心灵和诚实。
We ask you to hold up every one of us, hold our hearts in our honesty.
让我们来到主的面前，不受一切的搅扰，不想一切的重担，专心寻求你。
So we can come to you, focus on you right now, cast away all our burden and worry.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姐妹，新年快乐。
Peace be with you and Happy New Year to you.
虽然我们昨天好像已经一起过了一个中国新年哈，但我相信神还要祝福我们。
Seems that we have celebrated Chinese New Year party yesterday, but I believe God will continue to bless us.
愿神在这新的一年给大家更大的福分，就是我们能够更亲近、更荣耀我们的神。
May the Lord give us even greater blessing in this year so that we can.And that is, we can be nearer to our Lord and learn to glorify Him more.
昨天晚上我看大家都怀着一个非常欢喜快乐的心在这里过中国新年。
Yesterday we had a lot of food and joy. We really had a good time last night.
不过我们在属灵的过程当中，我必须要说没有假期。
I have to say that in the spiritual journey, there is no break.
我们在上帝的面前仍然时时要持守一个警醒的心。
In front of God, we need to be alert.
因为他什么时候再来，没有人知道。
Because we don't know when he will come again.
所以我们今天还是用恭敬的心来聆听神的话。
Therefore, we need to listen to his words with a reverent heart.
我们在国外过中国年比在国内冷清很多。
Yes, in the foreign country, to us Chinese, the Chinese New Year is not as splendid as we had experienced when we were in our homeland.
我记得以前我小的时候，家家户户在过年的时候都热闹得不得了。
I remember when I was young, Chinese New Year was much more splendid. A lot of things happening.
亲朋好友是川流不息哈，很多家中有很多各样的娱乐。
We had tons of friends and relatives came through our house on New Year Day and all kinds of entertainment.
打麻将、丢骰子、扑克牌、玩这个升官图、状元红等等，从小到大都玩得不亦乐乎。
From young to old, we have all kinds of entertainment to keep us busy.
大家玩过没有啊？玩过啊？感谢主，你有愉快的童年。
Thank the Lord that you had a good childhood.
所以呢，我们昨天就是在国外这个过年哈，我们大家聚在一起小小的庆祝一下。
So we had our celebration last night too.
可是你知道，每一次当我信主以后，到了家里有这样聚集的时候，我跟以琳的心里负担就更重了。
But after I believe in in the Lord, every time we have such a big family gathering, my wife Irim and I feel much more burdened in our hearts.
因为我们两个人的家庭里面都还有一些家人没有信主。
Because there are family members that have not put their trust in the Lord.
我们希望我们的家人也能够信主。
And we wish they can become Christians someday.
我们不但自己心里有这个负担，我们也试着把这个负担放在我们的小孩心里。
Not only we have such a burden toward our relatives, we also try to teach our kids the same burden.
我们现在人在国外，每一次他们打电话给他们的姑姑、给他们的伯伯的时候，都会说：“上帝祝福你。”
So every time my kids, when they have conversation with their aunts or uncles in the telephone, they will say, "God bless you."
还有一个儿子更积极。
One of my sons, even more aggressive.
有一次他在学校里看见一个新同学，他马上就跟他说。第一次见面了，他马上就过去跟他说 ，You have to believe in Jesus.
I had a son in school when he met a brand new classmate, and he would say, 你要信耶稣。
哎呀，这个真的是一个很好问候的方式啊。
What a wonderful way of greeting your new friends.
我们很感谢神。在他们还幼小的心灵当中，就让神有一个地位。
I thank God that when they were young, when my children were young, God had prepared in their hearts a place.
在他们幼小的心灵当中，就知道人必须有神，而且知道我们自己的身份。
Although they were young, they know that man need to have God and know.Our own position.
我常想，我们家绝对不是一个富有的家庭。我们能给他们的在金钱上面的好处真的很有限。
I often think that we are not a wealthy family, so it's very limited that we can offer them anything as heritage material in the material sense.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们很宽心，因为金钱也好，房地产也好。不是对他们最重要的东西。
But we are pretty relaxed because we know that those things of material are not the most important things to them.
我们真正想给他们的就是我们的信仰。
The things we really want to give them to pass down is our belief.
所以求神应允我们这件事情。
May God help us and give such an assurance to us.
其实这不是我们多么属灵的想法。
In fact, this is not a very, quote, very spiritual thinking.
我们只不过是照着神的话去做而已。
We are simply following God's words.
这一段话就是我们今天读的经文。
And that is the passage we just read.
神把在埃及为奴的以色列人救了出来，并且为他们预备了迦南美地，他们从此可以享受神在物质上丰富的供应。
God led the Israelites out of Egypt from slavery and prepared them this beautiful land of Canaan. Therefore, they can enjoy God's abundant provision.
而且他们不必再受埃及人的逼迫去做奴隶。
And they don't have to be the slave anymore.
换句话说，他们可以很自由的、很大胆的去享受神给他们的丰富。
They have the freedom and they can boldly ask God's abundance.
哎，弟兄姐妹，如果我们是当时的以色列人，我们比昨天还要高兴，你知道吗？
If we were the Israelites then.We will be much happier than compared to our celebration last night.
因为神为他们所预备的真的是太好了。
Because what God had prepared for them was really wonderful.
圣经上说，因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。 那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
And this land, as described in Deuteronomy 8, says this: For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills.
第十。
When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you.
所以如果我们是当时的以色列人，一定高兴得不得了。
So if we were the Israelites, we'll be very happy.
可是各位也许想说，哎呀，这个地方没什么了不起啊，我们美国不是也这样吗？
You may think that, so what? This place compared to what we have today.
但是我请大家想一想，这一句话是四五千年前写的，那个时候完完全全是一个靠天吃饭的时代。
But remember, those words were written 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. At that time, the era depends on the weather and the natural condition.
那个时候你的生活好不好，完全是根据天然的环境。
Your life is determined by those natural environments.
有没有足够的水源，有没有丰富的土壤等等。
Whether you have abundant water supply and whether you have fertilized the soil or not.
如果你去看一看世界几个古文明，他们发展的过程都是在这种地方出现的。
And you can see that several ancient civilizations all started from those places that was good natural environment.
所以神在当时给以色列人这样的迦南美地，真是给人极大极大的福分。
Therefore, God gave the Israelites the great land of Canaan. It was a great blessing.
让他们在生活上没有缺乏。
So that the Israelites has lack nothing in their life.
我们今天也很向往这样的福气。
Obviously, we would like to have such a blessing today.
过年的时候你见了面跟大家说什么？恭喜。你们都不敢讲，恭喜。哎，恭喜发财嘛。
So during the Chinese New Year, we say congratulations and you will make a good fortune.
哎，昨天我跟一个姐妹这样子讲，她居然要跟我拿红包，你看看。
I said that to a sister, and she asked for a red envelope yesterday.
我们都会这样子给人家祝福，对不对？人都希望我们在物质生活上面没有任何的缺乏。
We all want to, we all desire to lack nothing in our material life.
甚至于越丰富越好。
And the more, the better.
我们常常就因为这样会为这些有形的产业、有形的资产去奋斗。
Therefore, we work very hard for those tangible assets.
所以希望我们自己在这些生活上面可以改善，最好还多一点可以留给我们的儿女。
We definitely like to improve our lives with more assets, and hopefully we can leave some behind.And give you our children.
可是各位，你有没有发现，在神允诺于以色列人这个美好产业的同时，他颁布了十诫。
But let's note that when God promised Israel such a beautiful land, at the same time He proclaimed the Ten Commandments.
他在透过摩西，把另外一种更有价值的产业给人。
Through Moses, God gave people even more valuable heritage.
这个产业不是外在的，不是物质上的，而是在人内心的产业。
And this is a heritage inside human's heart. It's not external, it's not tangible.
如果你看整卷的生命记，从第五章开始到第二十六章开始，是摩西在向人解释神的律法。
If you look at this book of Deuteronomy from chapter 5 through 26, it was Moses trying to explain and interpret God's law.
为什么摩西要这么做呢？
Why was he doing this?
当然他是要让人清楚律法的条文跟规则。
Of course, he wants people or Israelites to understand the decrees and the commandments.
但是更重要的是，摩西要人明白，神所赐给他们有形的产业，对他们来讲不是最应该看重的。
Most importantly, Moses was teaching the Israelites a lesson that the tangible assets was not the most important.
当神把这样美好的产业加给以色列人的时候，以色列人最应该重视的就是应当去遵守神的律法典章。
But rather, when God gave the Israelites the promised land, the most important thing for Israelites is to obey God's decrees and commandments.
因为这才是他们真正可以蒙福的保证。
Because those are the assurance that they can receive blessings.
也就是说，在这些有形的产业之上，还有一个更重要的产业，就是神所看重的律法典章。
In other words, above the tangible assets, there is this much more important what God really emphasized, the decrees and commandments.
这是比有形产业更大的无形产业。人如果有了这个无形的产业，就可以永远得到神在实质上的祝福。
Man, if they gain this intangible assets, then they will receive the substance of God's blessing.
所以生命记六章一到三节很清楚的把这件事说清楚了。
So, in chapter 6, Deuteronomy, it was revealed very clearly.
如果你看生命记，其实这是生命记里面一再反复出现的主题。
And if you read Deuteronomy clearly, you will see this message repeated over many times.
神一而再、再而三地强调这两者之间的关系，要让人真正的得福。
God continued to emphasize the relationship between the tangible and intangible assets or heritage, so that people can really get the blessing.
弟兄姐妹，神所赐给人的产业，无论是金钱、土地、长寿、子女等等，有一个目的，有一个好处，就是要让人得福。
Brothers and sisters, God gave them all kind of heritage. No matter it's money, land, longevity, children, and so forth. His purpose is to give blessing.
但是这些有形的东西还不是我们追求的最高境界。
But what we are seeking, those are not the best.
我们要追求另外一个更高的产业，就是顺服神的心。
The even higher heritage is a heart of obedience.
以至于我们得到上帝的福气，不是靠自己苦苦的钻营，不是靠各样的机运，而是因着顺服神的话而得到的。
So, the secret of receiving God's blessing is not working hard to gain your own benefits or rely on the opportunities on this earth, but rather obey Him.
弟兄姐妹，这才是我们世世代代可以享受的福。
Obeying God is the secret of receiving blessing from generation to generation.
所以摩西在第三节劝诫人说，以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行， 使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。
Therefore, in verse 3, it says, Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey.
这里说你要听，请问听什么？
Here it says hear, but what are they hearing?
你们要听就是要听神的话。
They are hearing God's words.
这里说你要谨守遵行，遵行什么呢？
Here it says obey, but obey what?
也是神的话。
It is also God, obey God's words.
这就是神给所有信他的人最大的产业。
And this is what God, the greatest heritage that God has given to his people.
这是产业之上的产业。
And this is the heritage above all heritages.
是我们得福的应许。
The assurance that we can receive blessing.
所以同样在第四到五节摩西又说，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Verse 4 and 5 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
弟兄姐妹，十诫的第一诫是什么？
What is the first commandment?
不会不知道的人，我送你去读神学院。赶快讲，第一诫是什么？除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
First commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me.
弟兄姐妹，请听着，这一条诫命说明了神的独一性，也说明了神在人心当中应有的地位。
The first commandment defines the uniqueness and exclusiveness of God. It also indicates the what in our hearts, God should have his deserved position.
也因着这样，这一句话反映出我们应当做的事。
This also reflects what we should do.
所以摩西就从这一个诫命出发，他告诉人应当全心全意的遵从神，爱神。
Starting from this commandment, Moses told people that we should honor God and love God.
所以他在这里再一次说你们要听。
He continued to say hear.
这个听字其实包括了遵守顺服的意思。
Hear also means follow, be obedient.
所以摩西其实是在告诉以色列人，你不要忘记耶和华是独一的神，是他们独一敬奉服侍的神，在他们的心里不可以再有其他的神。
So Moses is reminding the Israelites that Jehovah God is the only God, and we should only worship and serve Him.
既然是这样，以色列人应当把自己的思想、感情、能力都献给神。
Therefore, Israelites should commit their thinking, their emotion, and their abilities to God.
这就是摩西说你们要爱神。
And this is what Moses says, you need to love the Lord.
但是我们常常被这个爱所疑惑。
Usually we were puzzled by this word love.
我必须提醒大家，爱在圣经里面常常是一个让人搞不清楚的观念。
And I have to say that love in the Bible is usually cause a lot of confusion. It's not an easy concept.
弟兄姐妹，这里的爱不是情感上的爱。
Here, love does not refer to the emotional affection.
好像你爱儿女、爱父母那样的爱。
such as the love or affection toward your parents or your children.
弟兄姐妹，摩西在这里说的爱是人要在所有的事情上面，请听好，都要显出对神完全的忠心和完全的顺服。
The love over here refers to that man should be in everything that he does, should show out his loyalty and complete submission to God.
如果我用耶稣在约翰福音14章5节的话，你们就清楚了。
If I use what Jesus said in John 14 verse 15,
耶稣说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey what I command.
耶稣说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
If you love me, you will obey what I command.
他没有说，你们若爱我，就在过年给我红包，你们若爱我，就在情人节给我卡片。No.
He did not say, if you love me,You give me a red envelope during New Year, or give me a card in Valentine.
他说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
He said, if you love me, you will obey what I command.
就是生命记这里讲的意思。
And this is what the Deuteronomy chapter 6 says over here.
而且我请大家注意，耶稣告诉人说，你们必遵守我的命令。
And pay attention to the Chinese over here. It has a will or must.
这跟摩西在第五节这里说你要的那个要字是一样的意思。
Just like in verse 5 of Deuteronomy, Moses says, love the Lord your God with all your heart.
第五节这里的要更好的翻译是必要，就是 must。
It's a must. It's a command.
也就是人必须要尽心尽性尽力的用自己的全人全心完全忠心的顺服神。
And that is one to with his full heart and whole person be completely loyal to the Lord and be submissive.
而这一件事情是每一个人都必须要做的。
And this is what every single one needs to do.
也就是说，在这当中没有折中的余地。
There is no room of compromise.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常会花时间想要多明白神的话。
Brothers and sisters, many times we like to understand God's words more.
我们喜欢参加各样的聚会，尤其是特会。
We like to attend special spiritual meetings.
有些时候我们喜欢参加这个查经的聚会，参加主日学等等。
And or participate in a fellowship Bible study or Sunday school. Those are good.
这些都很好，但是弟兄姐妹，这不是我们读神话语或者明白神话语的目的。
But this is not our final purpose of understanding God's words.
神要的是我们谨守遵行他的话。
What God wants us to do is to follow His words.
明白
carry out.
明白神的话并不代表这个人爱主。
Understanding God's word does not necessarily mean that person really loves the Lord.
明白神的话不代表这个人顺服主。
Understanding does not necessarily lead to obedience.
真正爱主的人才是神要的。
And God desires those who really follow His words.
真正顺服神的人才是神要的。
Because obedience is the real testimony of loving the Lord.
所以我们现在看明白了。
So now we can see clearly.
当神要把迦南美地把美好的产业给人的时候，他附带了一个条件，就是这个人必须完全忠心的顺服神。
We see clearly that God, when He gives this beautiful land of Canaan, this great heritage to people.
这样的人,
it also comes with a condition.
这样的人才能真正享受神的产业。
And that is, this person needs to completely follow God. And therefore, they can enjoy the inheritance.
但是在我见过的弟兄姐妹当中, 常常认为神的话只是参考。
Unfortunately, many people that I have encountered would think God's words is just a reference.
圣经只是我们生活的参考。
It's just a reference for your living.
你知道这句话后面是什么意思吗？
Reference means
就是我可以遵守，我也可以不遵守。
I make the call.
因为,
I can follow or not.
因为它只是参考。
Because that is just a reference point.
请大家注意, 摩西也好, 耶稣也好, 告诉我们, 那个是必须, must 要做的事情, 没有折扣。
Remember, both Moses and Jesus Christ demanded that we do this as a must.
有些弟兄姐妹认为神的话是做不到的。
Some brothers and sisters think that it's hard to fulfill or deliver God's words.
我们要在一切事情上面顺服神, 这不过是一个理想, 根本不可能实现的。
It's hard to implement and it's just an ideal case.
弟兄姐妹, 听我的劝。
Brothers and sisters, I'd like to give you this advice.
如果你真的这样想, 我们就错过了这一个产业最宝贵的地方。
If you had that kind of thinking, you are missing the most important heritage.
请问大家, 你们会不会管教自己的儿女呢?
Let me ask you, are you going to discipline your children?
你们在家里有没有为孩子定下一些规矩呢?
Have you set up the rules in your household for your kids?
比方说饮食的规矩, 就寝的规矩, 游戏的规矩, 言行上的规矩, 有没有啊?
For example, the rules of eating, the rules of going to bed, the rules of playing games or speaking.
有没有啊? 拜托你说有, 真的, 拜托你说有。
I plead to you to say yes.
我们为什么要定这些规矩给我们的孩子呢?
Why do we bother to set up those rules for our children?
为什么要他们遵守这些规矩呢?
Why?
你是不是要把一个枷锁放在孩子的身上呢?
Are we putting a bondage on them?
这些规矩是为了谁的好处呢?
For whose benefits we set up those rules?
我们家哈, 因为有一个严厉的妈妈,
We have a tough tiger mom in our house.
所以我们家的小孩说, 吃完饭, 甚至吃完东西就马上要去刷牙。
So our kids know that after they eat, they will brush their teeth.
我的两个儿子都很会赖皮。
And they like to bargain.
叫他们去刷牙, 不要啦, 等一下啦, 我现在还很忙啊。 他们很忙, 听到没有? Yeah,
they will say, I'm so busy, I'll continue to put off brushing my teeth.
结果我就把他们叫来, 我说, 刷牙是为了你的好处。
So I summon them over and tell them that it's for your own benefits.
牙长在你的嘴里, 不是长在我的嘴里。
The teeth is in your mouth, not in mine.
如果有蛀牙, 是你痛, 不是我痛。
If you have a cavity, it's your pain, not my pain.
我们告诉你去刷牙, 是为了你的好处。
So we tell you to brush your teeth, it's for your own good.
不是我们喜欢规定你们做什么。
It's not because we like to set up rules.
你可以刷, 也可以不刷, 但是后果你自己去承担。
You can choose to brush or not, but you have to face that consequence.
所以现在他们刷牙, 赖不赖皮呢? 还是赖皮。
So up to today, they still try to bargain.
但是当他们在赖皮的时候, 我只问他一句话, 牙是你的还是我的?
And when they were trying to bargain, I asked them only one thing. Is that your teeth or my teeth?
他们就乖乖地去刷。
And they got the message and they go.
弟兄姐妹, 神要人顺服他的话也是同样的道理。
Likewise, God wants man to follow his commandments.
人谨守遵行顺服神的话是为了人的好处。
Man follow God's words is because for man's own benefit.
按着神的话去做的人最后一定是被神称赞的人。
A person who follow God's words will finally be praised by God.
一定是胜过各样罪恶软弱的人。
And that person must have the power to overcome sins and weaknesses.
一定是被神炼净的人。
And that person has to be a person refined by God.
也一定是要在神国当中得荣耀冠冕的人。
And he will finally receive the crown in God's kingdom.
生命记让我们看到的很多时候是地上的丰富。
Deuteronomy lead us to see a lot of the heritage on the earth.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们不要只做一个在地上丰富的财主。
But brothers and sisters, we don't want to be just a wealthy person on earth.
地上的产业丰富不是最大的。
Because the heritage on earth is not the greatest.
那不过是满足我们今生的要求而已。
Because that can only satisfy the needs of this life.
我们要的是天上的丰富，是天上的产业。
What we desire is the abundance in the heaven and is the heritage in the heaven.
弟兄姐妹，我们要甘心乐意的去做一个忠心顺服神的人。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be willingly to be a submissive person to God.
将来你才能够在天上享受那个完全的丰富无比的产业。
So that one day in the heaven, we can receive that beautiful heritage.
那因为这个无形的产业如此的宝贵，摩西在第六节，他又不厌其烦地说，我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上。
Because the intangible heritage is so precious. Therefore, Moses in verse 6 continue to repeat and says that these commands that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
就好像你们教会有一个传道人常常也这样一直跟你们说一样。
Just like you have a minister in the church that continue to bug you about this.
摩西更进一步的告诉以色列人，神给人的律令典章，并不是单单为着当时的人。
Moses told the Israelites that God's decrees and commands are not just for that particular generation.
并不是只要这一代的人蒙福而已。
Not just try to give the blessing to that generation only.
事实上，你如果回到前面看一下第二节，神的吩咐就很清楚了。
We can clearly see that even on verse 2.
神的吩咐教训是要叫以色列人的子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神。
God's command is to pass down to your children and their children after them.
也就是要让他们的子子孙孙也都成为蒙受神祝福的人。
So that they will all be able to receive God's blessing.
换句话说，神把这个产业给我们有一个目的，就是要我们把这一个产业传承下去，让我们的后代都能蒙福。
In other words, God wants us to pass down this important heritage so that our generations behind us can also receive the blessings.
怎么做呢？在第六到第九节这一段经文里面，我们看见摩西告诫以色列人，他们整个社会都负有传递这个信仰产业的责任。
So how do we pass down this teaching? And we can see that from verse 6 through 9.
在家里，人要教训自己的儿女，在公众的场合也可以看见神的教训。
So they need to teach their children not only at home, but also in the public.
那因为这样， 每一个以色列人每天无论在哪里，无论做什么，无论说什么，无时无刻都是在神的教训跟提醒之中。
And through those practices, every Israelite, no matter where they are, no matter what they do, what they say, they were always living in God's commandments and decrees.
那在这一段经文里面很明显的，家庭要负起最大的责任。
And in the passage of 6 through 9, we can see that the family has to take the biggest responsibility.
这里说，系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上。
Verse 8 says, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
这都是在一个家里面要做的事。
Those are all implemented at home.
更重要的是摩西说，要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
And most importantly is verse 7. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. When you lie down and when you get up.
家必须成为教导儿女各样关于神典章律例的地方。
Home should be the place of teaching your children about God's decrees and commands.
也就是说，家庭就是我们传承这个信仰遗产的地方。
In other words, God, family is the place where we pass down this God's heritage.
当然，在一个家里的长辈，一般是父母亲，特别是父亲，就是负责这一件事的人。
And often it's the parents, especially the father, is in charge of this.
神要我们用各样的机会跟智慧，在孩子成长的过程当中，把孩子教导成为一个敬畏神、顺服神的人。
For parents, God wants us to use all kinds of opportunities and wisdom to teach our children and to make them the person of fearing God and be submissive to God.
摩西在这里用了几个比喻，要人看重这一件事情。
Moses used a few parables over here.
比方说，他要人把经文戴在头上。
For example, he said, wear this, bind them on your foreheads.
当时的以色列人就真的去做了一个小盒子，把它戴在头上。那个小盒子里面就放经文。
And people at that time, the Israelites, they did, put a small, scripture on a box and tie the box on their forehead.
你如果现在去以色列旅游，你还看到这个样的人。
Even today, you can see that when you go to Israel.
那头上绑一个盒子，那个是在我看来，有些时候是很奇怪的。
It looks strange.
不过在现在这个时代，各样稀奇的事情都有，对不对
？But today, nothing is not strange.
各位，摩西在这里其实是提醒人要常常把神的话放在我们的心里，而且是要放在一个很重要、很显明的地方。
But Moses' point is that we need to put God's words in an obvious, important place.
所以希望下一次我们看到这个Matthew 或者是 Joshua 的时候，他们头上没有带一个盒子。
So you don't have to put a box of scripture on your children's head.
这是个比喻，我们要怎么样看重神，顺服神。
Because it's a parable, so the real meaning is you really care about God's words.
我相信我们每一个做父母的，对孩子的未来都有某种期许。
I believe every parents have some sort of expectation about their children.
我在神学院有一个同学，他在蒙主呼召服侍神之前，是一个战斗机的飞行员。
I remember a classmate when I was in the seminary, and before he decided to serve the Lord, he was a pilot of a fighter jet.
为什么他会成为一个飞行员呢？
Why did he become a pilot?
因为他的爸爸也是一个飞行员。
Because his father was also a pilot.
只不过有一次在天上出任务的时候，开飞机开到一半睡着了。
But his father, at one time when he was flying the jet, he fell into sleep.
所以后来就被刷下来，不能再当飞官。
So because of that event, he was demoted and he could never fly again.
这个父亲就很希望培养他的儿子跟他一样当飞官。
So his father tried very hard to develop his children and become a future pilot.
所以我的同学就变成飞官。
So my classmate finally became a pilot.
我们都希望我们的孩子将来是灿烂光明的，是出人头地的。
We all desire our children to be successful and be outstanding in their career.
我们都会想，如果我们做父母的，把他培育成一个术业有专精的这种社会精英分子，哇，他们一生就可以飞黄腾达，成为社会上的成功人士。
We all like them to have special, they all have their expertise in different fields so that they will have a stable and prosperous career.
这样一来，我们做父母的，哎，看见他们可以安安稳稳的过一辈子，我们这一辈子对他们的责任也就了了。
And as parents, we usually feel that if they can achieve that, then we have fulfilled our responsibility.
我们的责任也就尽到最大了。
I have done our best.
弟兄姐妹，你看今天的经文，你应该知道，神要我们给下一代的不是这些。
But if we focus on what we read today, we know that what God desires we parents to do is not this.
一个人不管荣华富贵有多少，都是带不走的。
Because we know that you cannot take away all the material things on earth.
我们可以给儿女们最庞大的遗产，不是有多少亿的金钱。
The greatest heritage we can give to our children is not in terms of billions of dollars.
而是让我们蒙福这个宝贵庞大的属灵产业。
But rather the huge heritage that is in spiritual.
唯有这一个产业是不能被夺走，也不会朽坏的。
Because the spiritual heritage can never be taken away and will not decay.
这个产业是以神自己做基础。
This heritage is based on God's own abundance.
这个产业大到无法测度。
And it's so huge, it's beyond measurement.
这个产业不是计算多少个，不是用算有多少个零来算的。
And we cannot even measure that with several zeros in the digits.
弟兄姐妹，你真的要传承这个遗产，这个产业就在你的家里面。
If you want to pass down this heritage, you should start from your home.
你不必等到三十年、四十年以后，你从今天就可以开始把这个产业交给你的儿女。
Do not wait 30, 40 years. You should start today.
在近代西方的宣教士里面，常常被人家提起的就是剑桥七节。
In recent Western missionary histories, there was a openly mentioned the Cambridge Seven.
在当时，他们放弃了社会地位以及非常优渥的生活。
Those seven Cambridge graduates, they gave up their social status and the wealthy life they had.
这七个人成为当时福音传向亚洲跟非洲非常重要的七个人。
They were the important people that spread the gospel to Asia and other places of darkness.
其中有一位，他的名字叫做 Charles Thomas Studd。
One of them is Charles Thomas Stott.
中文我们叫做施达德。
Stott.
他出生在一个非常富裕的家庭。
He was born in a very wealthy family.
我们先来说他的爸爸。
And let's talk about his father first.
他的爸爸名字叫做 Edward.
Mr. Edward Stott.
他在印度，当时是英国的殖民地，那里种做染料的植物。
Edward Stott had owns a lot of the plantation that cultivate this those kind of plants that can use to become the dye that can make colorful clothing.
结果呢，发了大财。
He made a great fortune out of it.
那么他发财以后就回到英国过那种非常安逸享受的生活。
With a lot of money, he returned back to British and lived a wealthy life.
这个老爸爸喜欢赛马。
His hobby is horse racing.
那每当他自己的马赢得比赛大奖的那一天，他一定会大肆庆祝一番。
He will throw a big party when his own horse won awards.
他的一个朋友就约这个人有一次到穆迪的布道会里面去。
One time his friend invited him to attend a evangelism meeting by D.L. Moody.
那这个爸爸呢就在穆迪的布道会里面信主了。
And he accepted the Lord at that meeting.
信主以后他卖掉马匹。从此不再赛马。
After that, he gave up his hobby and he sold his horses.
他开始做什么事呢？他开始把自己所有的精力放在拯救亲友的灵魂上面。
He turned his attention to the salvation of his friends and relatives.
爱德华不停地向他的家人、向他的朋友做见证。
Edward continued to bear testimonies to his relatives and family, especially his.
在他所有接触的人当中，他把他三个儿子当作特别特别的怎么讲，就是让他们得救的对象。
And he pays special attention to his three sons.
那这个爸爸呢，在三个儿子都信主的第二年去世了。
But he passed away the second year after all their three sons believed in Christ.
那我们现在讲这个儿子哈。
Now we get to Charles.
那大概六年以后呢，这个 Charles 也跑到穆迪的布道会上。
About 6 years later, Charles also attended a evangelism by a meeting by Moody.
那一次他不是信主。他就是把自己的生命奉献给神。
At that meeting, he dedicated his life to the Lord.
从此他委身在宣教的工作上。
He made commitment to oversee missionaries.
这个 Charles 他原本是非常出色的板球运动员。
Originally, he was an excellent athlete for cricket.
当时在那里有一个非常出名的队伍叫做剑桥十一，他是队长。
There was a famous team called Cambridge 11, and he was the captain.
英国社会公认他是英国最伟大的板球运动员。
He was recognized as the greatest cricket player in Britain.
但是他毅然决然放下这一切，跟其他六位决定去海外宣教。
But he gave up this and went to overseas missions with six other friends.
他们到中国内地会工作。
They participated in the China Inland Mission.
这一个 Charles 被派去山西。
He was sent to 山西 province.
跟我们的 Olsen 弟兄一样。
Like Olsen, Brother Olsen.
他在那里为主工作差不多十年。
And he worked about 10 years for the Lord.
后来又继续去印度宣教。
Then turn to India for a missionary.
最后到非洲为神工作了21年。
At the last, he worked in Africa for 21 years.
他最后死在非洲， 享年71岁。
And died there at age 71.
这个儿子从他父亲的遗产中获得了一大笔的遗产，一个非常庞大的遗产。
Actually, Charles had received a great heritage from his father, Edward.
以今天的算法，那一笔遗产值美金2500万。
It was equivalent to today's $25 million.
我一讲到钱，睡觉的都醒了。
Millions wake you up.
他全数奉献给当时基督教的机构，或者是慈善机构。
And he donated all of them to Christian institutes.
他捐了一部分给穆迪，这就是为什么今天芝加哥有穆迪神学院。
Some of the funding went to Moody, and that's why we have Chicago Moody Bible College today.
他还把一部分捐给 George Mueller.
Some parts given to George Mueller.
让他可以support 他在英国的孤儿院。
Because Mueller established a big orphanage in Bristol, England.
他把一部分给了内地会，让他们可以继续的差遣宣教的工人到中国去。
Part of the funding goes to China Inland Mission.
还有一部分给了救世军的创始人。
And some given to the founder of Salvation Army.
弟兄姐妹，我们听 Charles Studd 的故事，好像是在听一个富翁的故事。
It sounds like a millionaire, wealthy person's story.
尤其是当各位听到他那个遗产数字的时候，眼睛都亮了，对不对？
Especially when we heard the great monetary value of the heritage.
可是弟兄姐妹，这个老 Stud 给这个儿子最庞大的产业不是金钱。
But remember, the old Stud, the heritage that Edward gave to Charles, the greatest one was not in monetary value.
而是这个儿子从他父亲那里接受到一颗愿意服侍神、为神全然摆上的心。
But it's the heart. It's the heart that is completely submissive to God.
我们刚才说到这个老的 Stud, 他信主以后马上跟成为一个不一样的人。
Edward Stud, after he believed in the Lord, he changed completely.
他的三个儿子里面有一个回忆他的爸爸说，那一天下午，就是他爸爸相信神的那天下午，他的爸爸还是一个对赛马充满热情的人，但是到了那天晚上，我的爸爸变了完全不一样的人。
One of the three sons recalled, remembering his father, on that afternoon when dad was converted to a Christian, he still had a lot of desire for the horse raising. But until that night, he completely changed to a different person.
这个老斯达德，他卖掉或者送掉他所有的马。
Edward sold or gave away all his horses.
而且他特别重新布置一个地方，专门为福音聚会而用。
And renovate those horse raising places for gospel meetings.
他固定邀请那些有能力的讲员来布道。
He invite those capable preachers to preach.
而他自己呢，亲自走遍各城各乡，催逼人来听福音。
And he himselfwalk around all the towns, urge people to come to attend the gospel meeting.
接受老斯达德来听的人通常是数以百计。
People came in hundreds.
所以有一个客人看到这个 Stud, 他变化这么大，就问他的司机。
And one guest asked the chauffeur of old Stud.
你的主人怎么突然之间改变这么大？
And ask him why your master became so pious.
那个司机说，详细的情形我不知道，但是我能说的是， 他皮肤的颜色是一样的，但是里面已经是一个不一样的人。
The chauffeur answered, I don't know much detail. What I can say is that his skin remains the same, but inside is a completely new person.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个有榜样、有父亲、有见证的父亲。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great example and good testimony of a father.
他所做的正是神在这里要我们做的。
What old star did is what God desired we father to do.
我们从施达德这一位宣教士他的名言当中就可以看出他真正继承了这一笔丰富的遗产。
And from his son,this missionary Stott, according to what he said, we can clearly see what he had learned from his father.
这个施达德宣教士说，如果要叫那位坐在天上的神快乐，他在地上的儿女们就必须忠心的照着他们的父所行的去行。
Missionary Stott says, if you want to please God in the heaven, those his children on the earth must faithfully follow what their father has done.
弟兄姐妹，你的家是把这个最好的产业给你儿女们的地方。
Brothers and sisters, home is a place that you can give the greatest heritage to your children.
这个福不是你单单这一代享用的。
And this blessing is not limited to your generation.
这个福是让你的子子孙孙所有的后代都可以享用的。
Because this blessing can be passed down to further future generations.
盼望我们每一个家都可以看重这个产业之上的产业。
We hope that every household here, we will place emphasis on the heritage above all the heritage.
让我们的儿女真正得到的不是物质上的丰富而已。
So that our children will not only receive the material heritage,
而是让他们成为一个顺服神、完全忠心向神的人。
But also an obedient and faithful children of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you that you give us the blessings.
谢谢你的恩典，如同你的应许一样，像春雨般，无时无刻，充充满满的落在我们每一个人的生命当中。
We thank you for your grace, just like your promise. They pouring down like the spring rain, to nourish us.
求主也帮助我们，特别是做父母的，能够把这样的福分继续传承给我们的儿女。
And help us parents so that we can carry this heritage to our children.
我们相信，我们也知道这当中有许多的困难。
We know it's not easy.
但是主，你的话安定在天，屹立不动。
But Lord, your words is established permanently without shaking.
当你要我们这样去行的时候，主啊，你必也行在当中。
You desire us to do this way and you will help us.
所以求主你帮助我们各家，真的可以在家庭当中让子女成为忠心、顺服、敬畏你的人。
Oh Lord, help every household us, so that we can develop our children to be submissive children to you.
帮助每一个做父母亲的都有从你那里来的智慧、能力教导、养育、栽培我们的儿女。
Help us parents so we have the wisdom and talent to develop children in the way that please you.
让他们成为一个被你自己所称赞、被你自己所炼净、被你自己得着的人。
So our children will be pleased, be pleasing to you and be refined by you.
求主你赐福我们每一个人的家。
Give every household your blessing.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动与交通与我们每一位弟兄姐妹、父母亲同在，从今时直到永永远远。
May the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the touch of the Holy Spirit be with you until forever.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.